This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
From Christian History Magazine, we have on the line Michael Austin. Always good to hear from Michael. What's going on, Michael?
Oh, my God. So much going on right now, and I'm very encouraged by your support of our students and our schools. Specifically to Christian History Magazine, this wonderful issue just came out on C.S. Lewis, and what a timely issue it is.
Why do you say that?
You know, he was a great student, all about education, and as a young person, encountered a situation not unlike what we are involved with today. And that would be both the First and the Second World War. What a catastrophe in Europe caught up in. Actually served in the First World War. His brother, Warnie, also served in the First World War. Just a few years after that got resolved and finished, the Second World War took place. Can you imagine the entire world involved in a war and young people caught up all of that activity? It's not unlike what's going on today, because I think that we Christians are at war today all over the world.
Wow. Yeah, so what was the span of time that C.S. Lewis did his work?
Well, we're talking about his lifespan from 1898 to 1963. So early, 1914 would have been a young man, teenager, going into adulthood. That was the beginning of the First World War, and Second World War taking place in the 40s, early 40s. And then 20 years later, he was still alive in 1963. One of the things that he was very famous for, and we should make note of this, because he, during the Second World War, he was a radio broadcaster.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And his episodes on radio were chronicled, put together with a very famous book of his called Mere Christianity. That's how that book came about. And what he was doing was he was encouraging UK, England, the United Kingdom that was involved in World War II, and of course Winston Churchill leading that effort to defeat what we're looking at today, to defeat socialism, because the Nazis were a socialist party, and Germany was controlled by socialism. And so he talked about the war, the developments in the war, from a perspective, a Christian perspective. And those broadcasts, the transcriptions of those broadcasts, were compiled into that very famous book. That's probably the book that he's most known for, Mere Christianity, which is a wonderful, really examination of what Christianity is, what it's all about, and why we should give it our earnest consideration.
And how was he received with that message back in those days?
Well, he was greatly received, because people were turning Christ in droves in the UK. Of course, this happens whenever travail, whenever problems come. The Bible refers to this as pressure and tribulation. And when there is chaos, tribulation, pressure, people turn to the Lord. People are turning to Christ all over the world today. Muslims are coming to Christ. Jews are coming to Christ. Chinese. Probably the there's more Christians now in China, actually, than arguably almost the whole of from all over the world.
Wow.
So, and we don't even know the numbers because, of course, they're underground.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how did C.S. Lewis come to know Christ?
Oh, that's a marvelous, marvelous story. He was, now he came to Christ late in life, as I did. I'm not comparing myself to C.S. Lewis, but he was a professor, a college professor, and he was examining, well, let me back up for a minute. His field was philosophy. And so he was an expert on faith traditions, on ideas about, you know, the world, how the world came about, philosophies of what life is all about. And he was a he was an avowed atheist as a young man, really a child. He decided he was an atheist. Now, the description of a true atheist is rather problematic because there's really literally no one that is a pure atheist that is, does not believe in any kind of high power, higher power at all. That's exceedingly rare. And he really wasn't a purist as a, as an atheist. He was what we would call today an agnostic, a skeptic. But what happened was that he, in association with Christians, came to know more and more about the faith and went through a transition over a long period of, probably a period of around 5 years, where he got closer and closer to biblical thinking and was reading the Bible. And, of course, as what happens with a lot of people, once they start reading the Bible and begin to understand the Christian faith, their faith begins to grow. They begin to trust in our Heavenly Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ, and their life begins to change. That was basically what happened to C.S. Lewis.
Wow, cool. Those who seek him will find him. Yes,
amen.
And so many stories of people just like that, including recently, you know, people like Josh McDowell and people like that. So, and proof there that even professors at a university can come to know Christ.
That's right. You know, as you begin to look at this in the academic field, it's interesting because the impression that we have is that they've completely rejected the Bible. They've completely rejected religion. But that's an area, and you're quite right. A lot of people in the academics these days are coming to Christ.
Awesome. We're talking with Michael Austin of Christian History Magazine, the new edition, talking about C.S. Lewis. Now, Michael, I think even those that may not be familiar with his books kind of maybe are, and they don't know it because of the Chronicles of Narnia movies.
Now, that movie, of course, is based on his book, The Chronicles of Narnia. That's a fascinating story. The movie actually was produced by a son-in-law of C.S. Lewis.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
By the way, this issue, I should point out that this issue, which is titled Jack at Home, it's all about Lewis's personal life and the people in his life, his family, which is fascinating because many people know this, but C.S. Lewis married an American woman who was from originally from Brooklyn, New York, came to England to meet C.S. Lewis. She had two young boys. These were middle school boys when she first visited England. And one of them became a film producer, an author in his own right, and is a fascinating individual. But he, as a boy, had an experience in life very similar to C.S. Lewis. And what that was coming from a broken home, mother and father divorcing, and then he gets carted off to England and meets the author of this amazing book, The Chronicle of Narnia, which he had read. And he was expecting to meet somebody, you know, in, dressed in armor or mail, riding a horse, at about 7 years old. And he met this rather stodgy middle-aged man smoking a pipe with a ruffled old suit on, and describes his meeting C.S. Lewis. In you can read about this in the magazine. It's just fascinating. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. But he engaged with Lewis because Lewis was such a interesting man and so interested in a child's life because of his own life, because of the amazing experiences he had as a boy, which stimulated the Chronicles of Narnia. And he and his brother, who is Warney, now this is gets a little complicated here with all these brothers, but C.S. Lewis's brother, Warnia, his real name was Warren, but they called him Warney. So Warney would, he and C.S. Lewis would get together in their youth. This was like when they're 4 or 5 years old, and they were building, you imagine this, it's sort of like building Legos, but you don't have Legos. You have whatever's in your backyard, sticks and stones and moss and things like that. And they were building fantastic kingdoms and playing make-believe in their backyard. Now, this experience of C.S. Lewis and child, and Warney was a couple of years older than he was, so he was kind of, you know, the master builder, building these kingdoms, and C.S. Lewis was just fascinated by by Warney's imagination, and later in life incorporated a lot of what they had been inventing in these marvelous books, the Chronicles of Narnia.
Talk with Michael Austin of Christian History Magazine, and wow, Michael, so much more we can talk about regarding C.S. Lewis, and tell us about Christian History Magazine, and in general, how can people get a copy of your current issue?
Well, the magazine has been around since 82, and it's just a favorite of so many people because of issues like this that fill gaps, connect the dots, and tell us, communicate to us this wonderful, rich legacy of Christian history. It's available at www.christianhistorymagazine.org. And it's this issue, along with the others, this is, by the way, issue number 140.
Wow.
And all of those issues, 140 of them, are posted on the website in a reader so that you can turn the pages and read the magazine. There's so many subjects to be pursued. It's intended first for the home, for Christians that are doing their own research on history and the Bible, and the individuals that that they love most. You can search them. They're a wonderful search engine. and so it's all freely available. The supporters of the ministry want people to know that if they have a financial issue, and I don't even subscribe. You can't purchase a subscription to this magazine. It's done by donation only. But if the finances are an issue, go ahead and subscribe. Just ignore the opportunities to donate. Donations, of course, are welcome, but you can get a year's issue without any cost at all. So they want to make this freely available to as many as possible.
Awesome. Again, how can people, what's the website to go to?
ChristianHistoryMagazine.org. it's just an incredible wealth of information.
All right. Well, we'll talk with you again soon, Michael. Can we talk more about C.S. Lewis? Because so much more stuff in this issue.
I hope so. I hope you got your issue. Check it out. And there's a great deal more. The story of his wife is fascinating, and it goes into detail. There's actually an article specifically about her. She was a writer in her own right, fascinating woman who loved C.S. Lewis and has helped preserve his legacy. So just a lot of different aspects of his personal life, and that's what this issue is all about.
All right. Well, we'll talk with you again in about a month.
Jeff, God bless you.
You too.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Us too. Thank you.
That's Michael Austin, Christian History Magazine, ChristianHistoryMagazine.org.